Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later on in the program, we're going to be talking about the film Before We Say Goodbye, which is screening at the CCA here in Santa Fe, and Rob DeWalt will be with us speaking of the arts. Right now, I would like to welcome to the program Michelle LaFlamme-Childs. She's Deputy Director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and Kim Stringfellow. She's an artist, and she's giving a lecture tonight at 6 o'clock at Tipton Hall on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, sponsored by the Santa Fe Art Institute, and in conjunction with their exhibit, Half-Life, Patterns of Change. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So, Michelle, why don't you talk for a moment about this exhibit, Half-Life, Patterns of Change.
Half-Life is actually, as you know, the Art Institute every year does a curated season of ideas and invites speakers to come do lectures and workshops in that theme. This year, that theme is Half-Life, Patterns of Change. And the idea is that artists play a unique role in recycling, and not just in recycling as in a plastic bottle, but as in thinking of the earth in a different way, thinking about the way that we use our resources, in the way that we are sometimes a very disposal-oriented society. So it's a large bucket of things that can be thought about and discussed in that context. And so the exhibition year, this year, every year, we do an exhibition in conjunction with our theme, but usually we do one exhibition with maybe a single piece of each artist. This year we've decided, and I'm really excited about it, to do an ongoing series of exhibitions related to the theme and have two artists at a time exhibiting work. So right now Kim has work up for the Half-Life exhibition with Yves-André Larmé, who was just here last month and did her lecture and workshop. So that's what's going on with Half-Life.
And so, Kim, you've got three different, or work from three different projects, which is up there, and one of them is about this crazy place called the Salton Sea.
Yeah, Greetings from the Salton Sea. That's a project I started in 1998, and I completed it essentially in 2005. And I work in hybrid documentary forms. That's what I call these projects, involving photography, research, text, installation. I collect objects from places. But it deals with this really interesting blighted landscape that has a lot of environmental issues, a lot of, it's a very depressed part of California. Actually, a lot of Californians don't even know about it, but
really,
now it's starting to people are more aware after the last 10 years I've been working on this. So that project is featured. Some photographs are available from that, and then I have two other projects I'm showing too that are related.
In terms of the Salton Sea, I mean, one of the things that's interesting about it is that you have a book that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, and for all of your projects, you've got websites where people who can't show up for whatever reason can kind of follow along. And all your work kind of deals with land and environment and environmental issues in one way or the other. And are you trying to reach to reach all different kinds of audiences through the media that you use.
Yeah, I mean, the art audience, of course, is important, but I'm interested in cultural geography. There's a lot of different entities in the art world that actually sort of branch out. There's a group called the Center for Land Use Interpretation, and they do a lot of work that's along these lines, too. So, yeah, most of these projects deal with the built environment and have some kind of environmental component. But I've been doing projects also that deal with sort of audio landscapes and that, too. So they're not just photographic or book projects and that. I'm really interested in getting my audience out into the physical landscape to really participate directly. So they involve like a car audio tour, which
I know,
is
I love that. A car audio tour as an artwork. Let's talk about Jackrabbit Homestead.
Yeah. Well, it's a book project as well. It actually documents this Small Tract Act, which was a baby homestead act that happened all over the Southwest, actually all over the states, but mostly in California, in and around where I live in Joshua Tree. So they're small little cabins, they're claimed shacks that people, if they built a structure, they were able to get 5 acres from the federal government. And so when you go out to Joshua Tree area, 29 Palms and that, you see the landscape dotted with these little shacks from around the 1950s, and they're photographically really fascinating. But the interesting thing is a lot of artists from Los Angeles and that have gravitated because of these structures too, and have, you know, because they're economical to pick up in that, and now there's a community that has sort of arisen from people being able to buy these things. So I've also brought that into the project as well.
So as homesteads, they weren't exactly long-lasting. In other words, a lot of them seem to be abandoned?
Yeah, a lot of them are. The ones that I photographed, I'm more interested in the more, you know, these ones that are sort of falling back into the desert and that. But there's ones that are occupied. People have built them up. They call them built-mores when they add to them.
built-mores.
Yeah. So that project is the book, but there's also an audio tour that I did as well. So it's a drive.
You stick it in your car and now turn left at the...
Well, you basically, I give you a drive along the highway where you can see a lot of these structures. So it's about a half hour, and there's different voices from the community, a historian that's local, some artists, an architect, different people associated with that.
Now, you have another audio car tour called Invisible 5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's about the I-5 in California.
Yeah, it's a critical audio tour. It deals with environmental justice issues. It's actually a collaborative project. I worked with Amy Balkin, who's also going to be one of the artists associated with Half-Life. She's going to be coming, I'm not sure when.
I think in 2012.
So she's... she was actually the lead artist, but we worked together, and Tim Halber was the audio technician. And we worked with an environmental justice group called Green Action. So we have all these different sites that go from San Francisco to Los Angeles that deal with environmental justice, you know, toxic incineration.
So you basically, I mean, so you're driving along the highway, here's an incinerator, and here's the poor black
neighborhood. Or when that was going to be sited in a community that no longer, because of activism. But also the history of the road, the history of the landscape, and that is brought into it as well. So
you will be talking tonight and also giving a workshop over the weekend.
Yeah. I'm hoping to do maybe a little mini Invisible 5, Invisible Santa Fe, a different look, a pedestrian look at Santa Fe, and I'm hoping to have some workshop participants come and collaborate, and we can find some sites and document things and use some GPS mapping to do this little mini project over the weekend. So,
Do you think an audio tour could come of it?
Possibly, sure, yeah. We use mobile devices and a lot of things you can record on now. So,
right.
Take pictures, video, audio. So,
the exhibition is up now until
May 31st. And the workshop, there's room. So, if anyone hearing this is interested in it, please call the Art Institute at 424-5050 and inquire.
424-5050. Michelle LaFlamme-Childs is a deputy director of the Santa Fe Art Institute. They're on the web at sfai.org. And Kim Stringfellow is an artist who is in residence there and who is in the exhibition Half-Life. Half-Life Patterns of Change. Well, it's that's the name of the exhibit.
It's the name of the season and the exhibition.
Right, okay. Well, anyway, thank you all for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned. I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Paul Davids, who is director and co-writer of the film Before We Say Goodbye, and Juanita Sena Shannon, who is in this film that is screening this weekend at the CCA. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Jo.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, nice to have you. Nice to have you back, Juanita. This is a film, Before We Say Goodbye, in which you play the lead of Ramona Garcia, and this is a film that follows four generations, basically, of a Hispanic family in Albuquerque. How did you come upon this story?
I stumbled upon this story in a play competition in Farmington in 2007. The ACT Fest is the American Association of Community Theater. And I had a play there that was based on my film Starry Night, and Patricia Crespin, who is the Albuquerque writer of a stage play that this is based on.
Right.
I met her there. Her
Which we talked about when you were performing in this
exactly.
play.
Exactly. I was on your show with the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
It's called We Are Hispanic we are American Hispanic. Women.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Being the operative word.
I love the okay. The right. okay was the attitude. I mean, you got a problem with that?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We are who we are. And that's what impressed me about the play. Here were these women all set in one kitchen on the stage, pouring out everything about their lives. Their men, their problems, their aspirations, their dreams, their fears and their pain. It was so honest. Patricia is a fabulous, great writer. So I said, let's make it a movie. I'd done other kinds of things. I started with the Transformers show. I was production coordinator. I made the movie Roswell with Martin Sheen and Kyle MacLachlan, another New Mexico story, and wrote a bunch of Star Wars books. So for me to have a movie where the star is an Hispanic-American grandma, a tough grandma who's got a lot of problems, wanting to keep her family together. And that's the struggle. The kids are pulling away from the religion, the culture, and she is devoted to the Virgin of Guadalupe. We, when we wrote the script, decided to work into it that we would go to Mexico and film at the Basilica of the Virgin of Guadalupe.
Ah, really?
Yes. And one of the greatest moments was when the Catholic Church in Mexico looked at our script and they said, yes, you can do it.
Nice. Now, this is, among other things, about both family unity and cultural loss. And I was wondering if you relate to it as a person as well as an actor.
Oh, Mary Charlotte, this story is so familiar. I play Ramona, the grandma of the family, whose mother lives with her. She's called Nanita. Ramona has two daughters and two sons, and her husband of all her life, the love of her life, is named Carlos, and he is dying of cancer. He is in the hospital. She's in denial, common story, that his death is coming because she has so much faith in the Virgen de Guadalupe that she's sure she's going to get a miracle. In the meantime, the family is battling. The oldest daughter thinks she does the most help, gives the most help to the, and the youngest daughter's always a professional and too busy to help. And the girls think the boys are spoiled and they don't have to do anything and it's all mama's fault. Huh?
Right, right.
So familiar. So familiar. And when we did the play, it was only the five women you saw on stage. Now being in the movie and having all of the men that were in our lives that we talked about fleshed out has become so important, and it was so interesting to include the rest of the characters.
Right, yeah.
We spent a year and a half on the script, making the transformation from the stage play that all took place in one kitchen to a very broad canvas. So now, as Juanita said, we do have all the male characters in the story, but we filmed in Albuquerque and Santa Fe and Las Vegas and Bernalillo.
Mexico City.
Mexico City, yes. It became a very ambitious production. And I'm proud that this is a showcase for Hispanic American talent out of New Mexico. It's all actors from New Mexico. And to be able to present Patricia Crespin's work, I just can't say enough about Patricia. I think she's a brilliant up-and-coming writer who will have great importance someday. And she has a stage play opening this weekend also here in
tonight.
Santa Fe.
Tonight.
Is that right?
It's tonight.
Yes,
Teatro Paraguas is producing
right.
Medea Complex.
Yeah, yeah.
And
she
wrote the Medea Complex, too. She is so gifted. So we're lucky to be able to present this. And the big news for this movie, a small independent movie, is that it has been picked up by NBC Universal for broadcast throughout Latin America and South America. They're right now they're dubbing
theatrical or TV.
It's
or?
Television. It'll be throughout the entire Southern Hemisphere. They're dubbing it now into Portuguese for Brazil and
amazing
and dubbing it in Mexico into Spanish. On our DVD of this movie, we have Spanish subtitles also, but they want to put it in the language.
Right.
So for those who would like to know more about the movie, we have a very comprehensive website.
That's right. Before we say goodbye, themovie.com.
Yes. You know, it has examples of the music. Some of the music is so exceptional from Rebecca Del Rio. Very famous singer. She was in Mulholland Drive, David Lynch's film. And has a beautiful, haunting musical score. We're so, you know, proud of it, happy to present it here in Santa Fe, and we look forward to the support of the community for this kind of a project. You know, we can't offer special effects and car crashes.
Which we don't want, ladies and gentlemen, that we've had enough of that in our lives. I mean, to have a real movie about people whom we can relate to, who are living dramas where the star is Juanita and not a 25-year-old pretty girl chosen for her looks.
See, that's the challenge, you know, that it's a grandma.
Yeah.
And a grandma's wisdom is in this, and...
Wisdom and flaws.
And flaws.
I want our listeners to know, too, that if they saw We Are Hispanic American Women Okay a couple of years ago, they saw a beautiful young actress named Olga Garcia, who was a teenager then, isn't anymore. And she is playing my granddaughter in this film again. So two of the actors they saw in Santa Fe are part of this production as well.
And it's screening today at 3 in the afternoon, tomorrow at 12:30, and Sunday at 12:30 at the CCA. And after that, is it going to have a theatrical release in New Mexico?
Well, we don't know about that part yet. What we know is that it will go to television in Spanish in the United States, and we're working on the English language distribution. So this is a chance to see it on the screen. And to meet us, we'd love to meet those people who'd like to come out as a show of community support.
Will you be there doing Q&A after the film?
We will, for each of them. So it doesn't matter if you join us this afternoon at 3 or...
Tomorrow and Sunday.
12:30. And you know, CCA has a fantastic exhibit right now called The Do Return.
I know, we talked about it last week at this time. Meow Wolf.
This group of artists created an absolutely splendid ship that travels through time and dimensions.
Right.
It's right next door to the movie theater. So what I suggest to people is, their display opens at 1. So if you're coming to see our movie today, come a little early and see Meow Wolf right next door.
Right.
Bring the kids. Our movie is PG-13, by the way.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's fine for kids younger, you know.
Now, tell me, what were some of the challenges or what was the process like of turning a stage play of women into a full movie with lots of locations?
This was a wonderful process, the writing experience. Once I had an understanding with Patricia that we were going to turn her play into a movie, we agreed we would write the screenplay together. And most of the work we did in her dining room.
Because she knows the subject and you know screenplays, presumably.
Yes. She had complete control on the characters and the dialogue. She knew everything everyone would say. And I've done movies. This is my 7th movie. And so I know pace and cutting and, you know, what you have to do to make it work on the screen.
Exactly. And I have seen screenplays of wonderful novels that the novelist him or herself turned into a film, and it didn't work at all because they didn't get the help from somebody experienced.
You need pacing. You need to keep it moving along. You can't wait too long and dwell. And here we have a big canvas with a big family. There's a lot of characters in this movie. And we cut back and forth. You get the interplay. You know, I don't like to... I don't know if it's a fair comparison, but I think there's some validity when you think of something like Fiddler on the Roof. That was the Jewish version of the multicultural, multi-generational story.
Right.
Teviev and the daughters getting married, and he was poor. You know the song, If I Were a Rich Man. The characters in this movie are maybe not poor, but they're not so well off either. So they're struggling.
They may not break into song every 5 minutes.
No. It's not a musical in that sense. But in terms of the emotional substance, that's where there's a valid similarity. Teviev and Fiddler on the Roof watching his whole world fall apart as the daughters, you know, they're marrying outside the faith.
Right.
And that's the kind of problem that Ramona faces here, that her family is moving away. And for her, the faith in the Virgin of Guadalupe, the strong faith that comes from the culture, is central in her life. And it's important to me. The films that I've made, they deal... many of them with the large questions of existence. And religion and religious faith is right at the center of that.
It's interesting that you're getting distribution in more in Spanish and Latin American language and countries than here in the United States that has such a kind of mainstreaming culture, especially when it's an American story.
It is.
It's not a Latin American story.
Yes.
But my Mary Charlotte, it is a Latino family.
Yeah.
It is a Northern New Mexico family.
Right, but it's the United States of America. It would be interesting if people in New Hampshire and Iowa and Florida were to see this.
I've got to tell you,
I couldn't agree with you more.
And the Cultural Center screening, our Patricia Crispin got approached by a lady who was visiting from Germany, with tears running down her face, telling Patricia, I know this is your Latino family, but that's just like my German family. We're
right.
all going through the same thing, experiencing the same thing.
Right, right.
So it is rather universal.
We do think that we will crack through with the distribution across the United States in English. We do have a commitment for a Spanish language broadcast. It'll be on Telemundo.
Telemundo.
In the United States.
Excellent.
We don't have the date yet.
What's it called?
Well,
in Spanish.
Oh, antes de decir adiós.
Antes se dice adiós.
Ah, okay.
Antes se dice adiós.
So we'll find out the data, but it will go in Spanish first, and then we hope that
it'll go back to its original English.
Well, yeah. The logic of it is a little
it's funny, but
backwards.
That's where we're at in this country right now.
Oh, but we're dealing with Hollywood and we're dealing with New York.
Exactly.
And it isn't the Hispanic Americans who are calling the shots on these things, I don't think.
I've got it.
Not yet.
I wanted to let everybody know just what an amazing thrill it was for me to be filming in the Basilica de Virgen de Guadalupe in Mexico City. First of all, to be there was so moving and such a huge, huge emotional experience for me. But they were so gracious as to allow us to shoot our scenes within the Basilica. And it's a chance, an opportunity for our Santa Fe audiences, too, to see the inside of it if they've never gotten to experience
right.
being there.
And the Toma, right. the Toma of St. Juan Diego. The real Toma is there. We were able to film it. And they have mass going on there 24/7,
right.
all the time. And
right.
the fact that they gave us carte blanche while mass is going on to be filming with our actors, it was extraordinary. It was a spiritual experience in itself.
The film is called Before We Say Goodbye. Paul Davids is the director and co-writer. Juanita Sena Shannon is the lead actress playing Ramona Garcia. And it screens today at 3 and tomorrow at 12:30. And Sunday also at 12:30 at the CCA. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Mary Charlotte, thank
Mary
you for
Charlotte.
Having us. We're so, so happy to be with you.
A pleasure.
We're going to take a break and we'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned. I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am fine. It was hard to get up this morning.
It really was. It was for me, too.
And you live so much further away.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I got to get up and, you know, water the garden and feed the dogs and the
exactly.
fish.
Exactly. After getting licked by the dogs, which is part of the morning duty.
Always, always part of the morning duty. And then I woke up pretty quickly once I got here. They painted the men's bathroom this mustard color. So I felt like I was...
Here in the
Santa Fe Baking Company?
Company,
yeah. So it's
to remind you of your condiments.
Well, no, I kind of felt like I was trapped in a school bus glove box, but now I really want a hot dog.
I know exactly. It's subliminal messaging.
Yeah, but it worked. So I'll probably grab one today for lunch.
So we just talked about the film Before We Say Goodbye that's screening at the CCA this weekend with many of our own New Mexican actors. And what else is happening this weekend?
All kinds of stuff is happening this weekend. There. I don't have as many openings to talk about as I did last week or the week before, I don't think. But there's still quite a few. There's some museum exhibits opening. We have Shared Intelligence, American Painting and the Photograph, which is opening at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum. And that is up through September 11th. I don't think there's a reception, but there's a great story about it in today's Pasatiempo on page 32. Mexico Museum of Art is also opening the Center Award winners 2000 the Curve Center Award winners 2011. It's photographs. It's by the first place winner in the 16th annual Center Awards for project competition, and first place winners in the project launch. And that's going to be up through July 10th. And it's up through I don't think there's a reception for that one either.
At the New Mexico Museum of Art?
At the New Mexico Museum of Art. And
they've got that terrific Earth Now show there.
Yes, yes. And I think that actually someone is, well, we'll see if I get to it, but I think someone is speaking about their work in that exhibit this week.
Oh, okay.
Also. Well, also, Randall Davey Audubon Center and Sanctuary Gallery on Upper Canyon Road is opening the third annual Randall Davey Invitational Wildlife Art Exhibition and Sale. There's a reception from 5 to 7 tonight, and then on Saturday, this is kind of cool. I have so much going on Saturday, but I'm going to try and get to this. They're having a community day up there at the Randall Davey Audubon Center. There's going to be coffee and pastries at 8. There's going to be a birding adventure at 8:30. Let's see. There's the wildlife...
A birding adventure.
Birding adventure, yeah. So bring your binoculars and sunscreen. Wildlife art exhibit is open there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's a River Canyon sort of walk and geology exploration from 10 to 11:30. And then there's an open house and butterfly walk from 1 to 3 p.m. There's no charge for any of this, and that's on Saturday at the Randall Davey Audubon Center up there on Upper Canyon Road. So that's an outdoorsy thing to do.
And you know, how about Teatro Paraguas, the Medea Complex?
Yes.
Written, as we just discovered, by Patricia Crespin, who also wrote or co-wrote Before We Say Goodbye. And that is tonight, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 o'clock and Sundays at 2 o'clock, tonight through June 5th at Teatro Paraguas. And they're very nice little tiny theater over there at 3221 Richards Lane in Santa Fe.
Cool. Oh, Commissioner's Gallery, New Mexico State Land Office. Photographer Jane Phillips, who also does great photography for the Santa Fe New Mexican, is having a show titled Journey into South Africa. And there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7:30 p.m. The State Land Office is over there at 310 Old Santa Fe Trail. It's sort of, I think it's across from Le Franche Bistro, which actually changed its name. But it's right over there on Old Santa Fe Trail.
Oh, you mean 315?
Well, it's down from 315.
A different place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's two bistros right near each other.
Z French Bistro just changed its name to 311 something. So now we have a 311 right next to a 315. It's very confusing.
But the food is good.
But Jane Phillips' photographs are better. And from 5 to 7:30 p.m., you can check out her work tonight. And that is up through June 15th, so you can stop by any time, of course, during State Land Office hours. And that's in the Commissioner's Gallery. What else is happening? Ooh.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I got a note from Ron Romanofsky that the all-purpose Euro cabaret band Welcome to Bohemia is going to be performing at the Second Street Brewery right around the railroad tracks tomorrow at 7 o'clock and play until 10. No cover, full bar, full menu. That's the only place I know that consistently serves whole artichokes.
Which place?
Second Street.
Whole artichoke.
You can go there and get a nice steamed artichoke with the butter and everything.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. But even better than that is Welcome to Bohemia.
Welcome to Bohemia.
I think what happened was they took the artichokes off the menu for a while.
And people cried.
All the guys' girlfriends got mad. They put them back.
I know. Well, that happens a lot. That happens a lot. If you take something off a menu that's kind of...
I don't know if that's true, but
that's the theory.
Hypothesis.
That's the theory. Well, it sounds like a good one.
Yep.
Although I was fond of the artichoke, too. When I lived in town, I had it all the time. So I probably would have cried a little bit also.
Right.
So, but I cried everything.
Do you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Aw.
Yeah. I was listening to a CD at work yesterday, and it was a really sad song, and I started to, like, tear up. And I was like, I can't do this.
Well, sad songs are manipulative. I don't like sad songs.
You don't?
No.
Sad songs say so much, though.
Moving right along.
Moving right along. I love this is an interesting segue. Speaking of sad songs.
Sad songs.
No, this is actually going to be a happy, happy event. It's called, and I love the name, Mega Bite Me.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's happening at the Santa Fe Complex. Santa Fe Community College's Reason and Live music class. Reason and Live are sort of these music softwares.
Reason and Live.
They're Ableton Live and Reason.
A music software called Reason.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But there's a couple of classes a semester run by Jason Goodyear, and they have their sort of final exam, if you will, at the Santa Fe Complex at the end of each course. And another one is happening on Friday from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Santa Fe Complex over there at Agua Fria Street. This is awesome because It's not only is it like a bunch of performances by the students, and they have these cool names, like they got together and formed bands like Chrome Ghost, It Might Be Shiny, Wobble Sauce. All right, it's also an ode to an 80s. So there's going to be immersive video and dance performances, and somebody brought over their vintage arcade games, and there's going to be an 80s fashion contest, that's going to be scary.
Shoulder pads.
Fuzzy
permed hair and
peg
sneakers.
Pants, members only jackets, you name it. If you've got any Studio by L'Oreal gel, you can put your hair up too.
You can still put your hair up. They sell crazy gel.
I know, but if you do it with Studio by L'Oreal, then you're like totally 80s. I don't know if they still make it, but this is an all ages event and there's no charge.
Nice.
And that's tonight from 8 to 11 p.m. That's my pick. I wrote about that in my column today.
Excellent.
My news column. The Do Return continues.
The Do Return continues and continues.
The Do Return continues, and I believe tonight is the... where is it? Is it tonight?
The Do Return? It's at the CCA.
No, I'm trying to figure out. I have it right here. I just want to mention that there is a concert happening there in conjunction with the exhibit.
Ah.
And it is a Chicago Avant Folk Ensemble Pillars and Tongues, who perform at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay.
May 22nd at the Center for Contemporary Arts, Munoz Waxman Gallery over there on Little Pecos Trail. And there's a requested donation to get in. These guys put a lot of work into this exhibit. And Pillars and Tongues is a great band.
The exhibit is really, really fun.
Yeah. No, I've held off a little bit. I haven't gone yet, like during
you
regular
haven't?
Hours. No. I'm taking like the family tomorrow.
Ah.
Everybody wants to see it. And my partner's parents live in Las Cruces, but they're up here for the weekend. And that's one of the things we're going to do.
Take the whole family.
As well as, and this is like, I think we're doing it in the right order, although some might disagree. First, we're going to go to Bachfest, which is a microbrew festival out at Soul Santa Fe Stage and Grill, which is the new name for the Santa Fe Pub and Grill.
And they're playing music of Bach?
No, Bach is a kind of beer.
Ah, Bach, that kind of
yes.
Bach.
Yes, and so they've gathered, I believe...
They should have it be a Bach Fest. I'm sure Bach drank beer.
Bach and Bach. That would be a cool thing. I'd go to that. I used to, when I lived in Lawrence, Kansas, we used to do this thing every Sunday called Beethoven and Biscuits. And I'd cook these big, gigantic buttermilk biscuits, and we'd listen to Beethoven and drink mimosas and blow off work. It was cool. But anyway, this Bachfest is, of course, because it's, a beer event. They're selling tickets. Tickets are available at local brew pubs and at holdmyticket.com. It's from noon to 6 p.m. on Sunday. But there's also going to be some music. Die Polka Schlingel is going to be playing some polka music up there. And Crazy Fool is going to be playing some ska and reggae. And the Gumbo Project is going to be playing some voodoo funk and zydeco.
Yay, Gumbo Project.
Yay. So that's on Saturday. So we're going straight from the Bachfest, the Beerapalooza, to the Do Return.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, May 21st at the Maria Benitez Lodge, David Geist is producing a special event called Simply Barbara, mm-hmm. starring Steven Brinberg as Barbara Streisand. And he says, Simply Barbara is probably the most definitive biopic you'll ever encounter in the life of Babs, part drag, part serious tribute to the funny girl. And let's see, you can get tickets at Southwest Care. Oh, you have, oh my goodness. Get the Positiempo today, ladies and gentlemen, and look at the picture of this dead ringer.
Barbara. All the way down to the acrylic nails.
It's beauteous. It's absolutely beauteous. Anyway, so you can get tickets at southwestcare.org. Is this, let's see, is it a benefit
mm-hmm.
for Southwest Care? Okay.
Yep.
And meanwhile, at Geist Cabaret, David Geist will be with, will be Todd Lowry tonight. Tonight David Geist, tomorrow Todd Lowry, and Sunday David Geist at Pronzo, playing show tunes and American classics on the piano. He gives a wonderful show.
Sweet. Oh, also on Saturday, Super Sax New Mexico. The ensemble is going to pay tribute to Charlie Bird Parker's solos arranged for saxophone. It features saxophonist Arlen Asher and Dave Anderson and Kanoa Kaluuya.
Is it a Hawaiian name?
Yes, Kaluhiwa.
Okay.
Glenn Koster and Lee Taylor, 7 p.m. on Saturday at the Scottish Rite Center over there on Paseo de Peralta. You can get tickets by calling 989-1. Oh, it's. I'm sorry. There's a cost at the door, but you can get information by calling 989-1088. Tons of opera stuff happening this weekend too.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Please announce.
Okay, we have. Backstage at the opera.
Yes.
Guided backstage peek at the costume sets and props from this season's production of Faust.
Faust.
And that's from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday at the Santa Fe Opera.
Dr. Faustus.
Yeah. There's also a bunch of performance at the screens. Let's see, on Saturday, there's a bunch of them. Screenings of operas that have been filmed in different, of international opera filmed in different locations. So there's Manon filmed at the, filmed in Spain, and that's at, there's an encore at 11 a.m. on Saturday. There's more opera stuff. I just have to find it. I know there's some stuff on Sunday. Here it is. Performance at the screen. We have Balanchine's Coppelia.
Balanchine's Coppelia. That's wonderful. I actually saw that ballet in New York City, that performance, I mean, not the exact performance, but that performance live way back in the day. And it's a beautiful ballet.
It is. Well, this one was filmed at the Bolshoi.
Oh, okay.
And on Sunday at 12:30 at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, or at the Screen, which is on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, you can check that out. You can, of course, go to the Screen, the Screen's website, or you can call 473-6494. And then also on Sunday we have Santa Fe Opera Young Voices. High school students from the Santa Fe Opera's musical training program are going to have a recital at 4 p.m. on Sunday at the United Church of Santa Fe, and there's no charge for that.
Excellent.
Lots of opera coming up. Now you can find that there's a bunch of stuff about the new season in the Pasatiempo calendar today, and
now,
it will be updated as the season moves forward.
Yeah. Here's something I'm announcing in advance, because the 11th annual Sax Stone Carving Workshop, titled Traditional and Contemporary, will be held June 11th through 17th at Southwest Stoneworks in Rinconada, New Mexico, which is 50 minutes north of Santa Fe. It's a seven-day workshop open to all levels, from beginner to professional. Stone carving workshop sponsored by the Embudo Valley Arts Association. And so I'm giving that because it's so far in advance. If people want to do a seven-day workshop, they should probably plan for it. You can call 505-579-9179 or visit Sax, S-A-X, as in saxophone, saxstonecarving.com.
Cool. Hey, you like free stuff?
Who doesn't?
You don't. No, I know you do. You love free stuff.
Everyone loves free stuff.
I like the Scatolites, and I like free stuff. And the Scatolites, the Ska Reggae Ensemble, is going to be performing in conjunction with the first Community Railroad Rail Yard Concert and Film Series. That's a free gig. Native Roots is opening. That's 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday at the Santa Fe Rail Yard. So hopefully the weather will, you know, do its thing and clear up.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We hope it, I mean, really, really.
We want rain.
We will hope it rains.
Right.
We,
well, let it rain from like 2 in the morning till like 9 o'clock in
until
the
noon the next day.
Let's just get 7 hours of just downpour.
Okay.
And then it'll clear up and everybody can go to the farmer's market, which reminds me that Tuesday farmer's markets are in effect now.
Oh, good.
So you can head there on Tuesday. And it's not like you can beat the crowds, because it's still, I mean, tons of people go on Tuesday and Saturday.
Here's how you beat the crowds. You go about 15 minutes before it ends, which is around the time that I'm waking up.
Yeah.
And you just get what's left over.
You just get what's left over?
Yeah, that's what I do, if I do it at all.
There's nothing wrong with, and it's not leftovers. It's just the last of what they have to sell.
That's what I mean.
But you can also find tons of farmer's market produce at some of your, and meat, at some of your fine restaurants in Santa Fe.
Which I love.
Yes. And if you go to Farm to Restaurant online through the Santa Fe Alliance website, you can find out which restaurants are participating.
Yeah, and then you've got Vinaigrette, which they grow their own food.
Yeah. Yeah. I think more restaurants are starting to do that. There's some that want to, but it's difficult in terms of real estate, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people have urban gardens, but...
Urban gardens and urban ecosystems is the next thing to watch
out
for.
That's what they're saying. They're saying within like 15 or 20 years, 20 to 30% of our food supply will come from urban gardening.
Right.
Well, from our fresh food supply, like that.
The Santa Fe Opera, by the way, is also launching a new thing called Family Nights. They've got three regular performance nights, not dress rehearsals, but actually real performance nights, and they are doing heavy discounts for family groups. So you can see an affordable opera performance like Faust on August 20th, La Boheme on the 23rd of August, The Last Savage on the 25th. So it's all in August, and the tickets are for opera, or really for almost anything, just ridiculously inexpensive. More information, 986-5900.
And here's something you can do if you're like, if you want to like go out on Sunday. The at the Santa Fe Children's Museum in the parking lot from noon to five on Sunday, they're the what is it? Oh, it's a juried show of classic, vintage, and antique cars presented by the Santa Fe Vintage Car Club. And there's going to be food available. I'm sure it's, you know, hot dogs and things like that. So I'll be there. And that's from noon to 5 p.m. And I believe it's by museum admission. So, but these guys always have a bunch of great automobiles down there. So if you're a car freak, if you're a gearhead, go down there and check it out.
Are you a gearhead?
No, not really. I'm into trucks.
Are you a truck gearhead?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You okay. Sound so shocked.
Well.
You sound... Oh, wait. Can I tell people about the Crawdaddy Blues Fest real
yes.
quick? Because I haven't yet, right? I mean, it would surprise me if I did and I forgot. Live music and Cajun food. They always bring in every year a bunch of crawfish from East Texas out in Madrid at the sort of the old mining museum next to the Mineshaft Tavern. And so on Saturday and Sunday, they're going to have live music and Cajun food, like brisket and shrimp and gumbo and mud bugs. And
mud bugs?
Mud bugs.
What are mud bugs?
Crawfish. Mud bugs.
Oh, of course.
Yabbies. Anyway.
Well, clearly you have lived in many places.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. But there's a ticket price for one day, and then there's sort of a discount ticket price if you buy for both days. But there's on Saturday, Junior Brown is headlining. He's a great sort of country blues guitarist, a little rockabilly thrown in there. Felix y los Gatos, Broom Dust Caravan, and some others. And then on Sunday, Lightning Malcolm, who's a great blues guitarist, is going to be headlining. Julian the Jets and Todd T. Harina Band are also going to be performing, and that's also from noon to 7 p.m. on Sunday. You can go to, you can call 473-0743, which is the Mineshaft Tavern, and get more information.
Excellent. Always fun to go down to Madrid, or if you live there,
yeah,
even more.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow, Santa Fe native and longtime Tibet activist Josh Schrei, who has been on this program, is racing in the Hemez Mountain. He's doing a 50-kilometer trail run to support the work of Students for a Free Tibet. It's the first ultra race that he's ever participated in, and he's doing it on behalf of the Tibetan people. And if you want to support him running in the cause for Tibetan freedom, you can go to studentsforafreetibet.org/ultra race.
Sweet.
You're not going to catch me running 50 kilometers, but I'm very glad that he's doing it.
No. Hey, do you like to ice skate?
I've done it. I did it as a kid.
You did it as a kid, but not lately?
On a pond. Yeah, I think I've gone once or twice to the rink.
Yeah.
I kind of lost my groove over the years.
Well, at the Genevieve Chavez Center on Saturday and Sunday, the Santa Fe Skating Club presents Skate Fest. So there's going to be performances and competitions in four categories, like Fun Fest, Pro-Am, couples dance, and solo. Things get started early, but they go on all day on both days, like 8:15 on, I think, Saturday, and then 9:15 on Sunday. If you go to santafeskatingclub.org, you can find out more information. Really cheap entry fee to get in to see these skaters and support them. I love to watch ice skating. I don't like to do it, but I just don't like being cold.
You've talked about Super Sax New Mexico, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, just double checking.
See, I try and check off like as I go what I'm talking about, and I'll still talk about something you've already talked about.
I know, it's hard not to.
That's how I roll.
Hey, an exhibit today of African photographs, an artist reception. Oh, you already said this. Journey to South Africa.
Bad manners.
Okay, let's talk about the big thing tomorrow.
Oh,
We've said that it's we have found out that tomorrow is the judgment day.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard about that?
I heard something about it. I'm not really sure what that means, but...
I guess it means that the world ends and we all get conducted up to heaven, and then St. Peter checks us out. It's going to be very long lines at the pearly gates.
Oh.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. But I heard somewhere that they're raising money for it. Like.
Well, what are you going to do with your money when we're all either in heaven or hell or purgatory?
I don't know.
You
I don't
can't
know.
Take it
I'll,
with you.
I'll be at the due return when the rapture happens, so I'll have a nice big boat to float away on.
That's right, because you can float away into a different time dimension.
Right, exactly. That's how it works there. We're in time dimension 31.
Goodness,
I think.
You've gotten it right. You go to the due return, and when the judgment day comes, yeah. You just slip through a time warp.
Yeah, exactly.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. But you can, if the world doesn't end, if the rapture doesn't happen on Saturday, you can go to Bad Manners on Wednesday. These guys are two-tone ska legends, in my opinion, are playing at the Soul Santa Fe Stage and Grill, which is the old Santa Fe Pub and Grill, Santa Fe Brewing Company Pub and Grill. And Crazy Fool, the Blue Hornets, and the Reagan Motels are also performing. And you can get tickets at holdmyticket.com, or you can call 424-9637 for more info. I've been wanting to see these guys since the 80s, and I'm finally getting my chance.
So yay.
Thursday is going to be, I'm just warning everyone at work, Thursday, I'm not going to look so good.
Well, let's see. Tuesday, May 24th at Gig here in Santa Fe, Ty Burho is playing, and he has been a disciple of the great tabla maestro Ustad Zakir Hussein since 1990. And he has dedicated his life to music as a spiritual path and is playing with Bruce Dunlap at Gig on the 24th, which is Tuesday of next week at 8 o'clock in the evening. And then on Thursday at 8 o'clock, the Sandra Wong, Dominic Leslie, Ty Burho Trio also at Gig at 8
yes.
in the evening.
That's right. Oh, and we have a Lannan Foundation In Pursuit of Cultural Freedom event happening
on
Tuesday.
I can't believe I didn't announce that. I'm participating in that. Michael Ratner, whose work I've been reading and studying and listening to for the last couple of weeks, is a tremendous human rights activist and constitutional lawyer, and he successfully defended some detainees at Guantanamo and was the one responsible for the, among, you know, he and his colleagues were responsible for the Supreme Court decision that really basically established that Guantanamo prisoners had a right to challenge their detention. There were so many innocent people there who were tortured, and it was absolutely horrible and still is, but it was even worse because there were so many people there who were there for no reason whatsoever. And he's done a lot of other kinds of human rights law, and he will be speaking on Tuesday at the James A. Little Theater. And I will be introducing him and doing the Q&A. And it's at 6:30. It's a Lannan event. It's the third in the series In Pursuit of Cultural Freedom, which is shaping up to be a really terrific series. And it's at the James A. Little Theater instead of the Lenzik, so check it out.
Cool. You know, I'm looking at the Chile section of the Pasa Pic section of the Pasa Tiempo, and I see something that I don't think I've ever seen before.
What?
Three and a half Chile-rated movies are opening this week. That's just unusual. I'm just saying. We've got Werner Herzog's Cave of Forgotten Dreams, and that is what? That's playing at Regal de Vargas, right? And then we have The Greatest Movie Ever Sold, which is playing at Regal de Vargas. And then we have In a Better World, which is playing at Regal de Vargas.
Well, you know, I tried to go to the movies last week. It's almost time to go, but yeah. I tried to go to the movies last weekend. It was Saturday night. It was 9 o'clock. We were sitting around saying, what should we do? And the screen and the CCA, all their movies had already long started or probably finished, and so we had to go to one of the multiplexes, and it was all either Weddings or Warriors.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's our movie fair.
Oh, yeah.
Gender Gap. Anyway, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is with us every Friday. Speaking of the arts, he's with the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine and the Santa Fe New Magazine. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Enjoy your rapture.
It's not the rapture. It's the end of the world.
Oh.
Are they the same thing?
I thought they were kind of
related. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. You're streaming live on the web at KSFR.org, podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org. Thanks to DotFoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Marilyn for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC. Then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. Then bye.